Deciphering what exactly is going on in this midterm political campaign has been a challenge this year. I mean, it's been a Tea Party, Palin, Obama implosion, tanked economy, incumbents dropping like an Ebola outbreak season, and we can't make a prediction. But we can say with some certainty that all of it may just come down to a little town in Nevada, a place called Searchlight.
800 people live in this Clark County village or town. What do you call a place with as many churches as fire trucks? That's two, one casino, and one immortal song.
Scott Joplin wrote the Searchlight Rag after he reportedly visited around 1914 and played piano for the locals, mostly miners back then. Ragtime. That perhaps describes the feeling for Searchlight's most famous political figure right now, Democratic Senate leader Harry Reid. Here's one of his political ads.
What do you call a candidate who says that Medicare and Social Security violate the Ten Commandments? What do you call that candidate? Extreme.
Reid is fighting for his political life, where Tea Party money and anger over Obama spending have literally run him ragged in a place that should be safe.
Harry Reid, he votes to give special tax breaks to illegal aliens and to give illegal Social Security benefits, even for the time they were here illegally. Harry Reid, the best friend an illegal alien ever had.
But Reid's secret weapon? Well, not actually so secret. Maybe his opponent, Tea Party activist Sharon Angle. Her alleged plan to abolish Social Security is rather fringe. Political rhetoric in Nevada has referenced Angle's alleged suggestion that abortion causes breast cancer. She welcomes nuclear waste to her state. Is Reid sitting pretty?
Instinctively, Americans know that what's happening right now is wrong. Obama comes up with the programs. Harry Reid is the guy who does the heavy lifting. So we can't vote against Obama for two more years, but we can certainly make a statement right now.
That's Tea Party activist Frank Ricotta. And sometimes it seems the agenda of the Tea Party is as much about making statements as making senators. And on the telephone wires of far-flung Nevada, Democratic workers are trying to portray their incumbent Senate leader as Sheriff Reid, trying to hold back these GOP outlaws.
Hi, my name is Diane, and I know you're registered as a nonpartisan, but we were wondering in the upcoming election if we had your support for Senator Harry Reid.
The shootout in November between Sharon Angle and Sheriff Reid is going to be watched by the nation, says Democratic activist Phoebe Sweet.
I think people, especially in these hard times, have absolutely no patience for that kind of rhetoric. And the more that they learn about Sharon Angle, the more they turn away from her, the more that they come to realize that Senator Reid can deliver for Nevada like nobody else can.
So citizens of Searchlight, Nevada, you've got a decision to make. Verly Dewing, who owns the casino, says Reid still has a few cards to play.
He's my friend. Well, he's a really nice man. He's a great family man. He has five nice children, which I've known for years also.
And Harry has kind of brought home the bacon for Searchlight.
He knows what's going on in Searchlight, yeah.
The floor show will continue in Nevada until November, when on Election Day, voters will stroll over to the tables and roll the political dice.
Stick with me, baby. I'm the guy that you came in with.
Place your bets.
Luck be a lady,